Yes, testing 1, 2, 3. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. We apologize for the distortion heard in today's presentation. This was as a result of some very high-intensity conflict going on between myself, Jerry Boutonniere, and the absent overlords who are at present witnessing the NC2A tournament. The overlords are known to enjoy betting on college sports, and that is why their presence is not here in Wampaw. Nonetheless, we are very apologetic for the distorted sound, which is the result of me and that...
Don't do it.
And Boutonniere, who's butting in. I'm sure you understand. And now, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, it's Elcott, the next step. Elcott, a new system of thought. In this, the firmament of the new age. Founded by Hevener Elcott in the late 19th century and rediscovered by his great-great-grandson, Ed Elcott, Elcott, the next step, has been freeing individuals from coast to coast, freeing them up, and helping them to move about in a free manner without being self-conscious as to how weird they look. It sounds colloquial, but that's our stock and trade here at Elcott, the next step. We give it to you straight and hard.
Well, I try to get him to,
Why don't you roll... Oh, we're on the air. Hello, folks. If you'll pardon me, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to Elcott, the next step. And that was our announcer, Brock Worthington, who is a part of the Wampaw University staff, faculty. He is not a Elcottian, but he does work with us. And that was a very unfortunate choice of words that he used as he was talking about Elcott, the next step in our philosophy.
We'll talk about giving it straight and hard. You got dead air here, Doc.
Yeah, and the reason why I have dead air is I have been wrestling with a private matter, and you butting in, Jerry, you're it.
You know that the overlords gave me permission.
The overlords gave you permission, but not to take over the show anytime you wanted to, and you just... This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Well, you know, take it up with the overlords.
No, I'm going to take it up with you, Jerry. And yes, I understand that they've given you leveling privileges, because the overlords are at the NC2A tournament. One of the things about Elcott the next...
Jesus... Dr. Elcott, you need to take another run at this.
I'm not taking another run. Welcome to Elcott, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Warts and all of our mistakes here out in the open. However, Elcott, the next step saved my life. It saved my life. That's why I continue to return to Elcott, the next step, and why I do a great many jobs that are, one could call, the heavy lifting of Elcott, the next step. I have been a Priesterly North for the last 27 years. I haven't even gotten, pardon my language, but I think the folks will understand.
Please don't.
I'm going to say it. I haven't even gotten a sniff of being an overlord. Okay? That's how rough and tumble this gig is. And so, for those of you who don't understand Elcott, the next step, you must realize that it is competitive in terms of the enlightenment that you receive. But once you do, your mind is opened, your ears, your eyes, all of the senses wide open. You have reduced your ego to nothing more than, as we like to say, belly button lint. And that's just a figure of speech. And you're now free to be what and who you is.
And I no take
drugs no more. I was going to get to it. How did I find myself in this place now, where I'm taking orders from someone who is not an Elcottian?
Dr. Elcott...
Would you shut your mouth, Jerry? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I do have remote...
Jerry has remote Elcott... Yeah.
Wow! I told you.
Yes, you told me. If you've just joined us, that's called leveling, and usually the overlords are the only ones with permission to dispense that, but apparently they've given Jerry the right to do it.
Dr. Elcott will sound slovenly and he'll sound slovenly and ill-spoken here for a while.
I should talk about it. This is very educational. This is what happens when one is leveled and, okay, good, I've gotten my speech patterns back. There's been a tussle between myself and the overlords. I understand, yes, that it has much to do with my own dissatisfaction at not being made an overlord now for the last, well, let's say, a normal priesterly run is about 7 years, so for the last 20 years. Now, I've got Jerry. Pardon me for saying this, Jerry.
Don't do it, Dr. Elcott.
Pardon me for doing a queer. That's right, Jerry is queer, and I use that in the sense that the modern gay movement uses it. Okay? So don't start giving me a hard time, Jerry, about...
Yeah! Yeah! Feels good!
I told you.
Before this show ends, I have a very bad feeling I may beat Jerry to death.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
I'm trying to resist it as much as I can.
There's smoke coming from the top of your head.
What's that?
There's smoke coming from the top of your head, Dr. Elcott.
Jesus.
I would say that Dr. Elcott resisted that leveling.
Merritt?
Oh, Margaret Gray is here.
Turn everything off. Turn it off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Margaret Gray. Much is taking place that you are not familiar with. Much is taking place if you are a new listener to the Elcott The Next Step program. Much is taking place that you would not understand. Many, many years have gone before this moment in time. Dr. Elcott at one time was a coherent individual, but now he's got a chip on his shoulder. It looks to me as if he's trying to...
Well...
I'm not talking to you, and you can't level me because I'm not an Elcottian. Now can you?
No, I can't.
Are we going to start to cry? Jerry, who is not an Elcottian, he is just one of the Earth people, was granted overlord leveling privileges. That is to inflict upon Dr. Elcott the tortures of a nuclear war and a hangover, bad diarrhea.
It's a lot of stuff. Sorry, I thought...
Yeah, a lot of stuff. We find ourselves at this place. Dr. Elcott, by the way, right now is napping. That happens sometimes. We find ourselves now at... You know what? I don't give a shit.
And now back to Elcott, The Next Step.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Elcott reminding you, if you were not with us earlier, that you are listening to an imperfect recording of the program. There is quite a bit of distortion. We've decided to release the program anyway to give you an illustration of what happens literally to the audio of a presentation of Elcott The Next Step when there is high-level tension between the overlords, Jerry Boutonniere, and myself. Something had to give, and you're hearing this distortion on the program today. I hope it is not too distracting. Our apologies. Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and the first few moments of Elcott The Next Step this evening, you have been witness to my repeated leveling by Jerry Boutonniere, my engineer, a man who I like and admire, but a man who is not an Elcottian, but has been granted these leveling privileges, as you just heard, because I could hear everything that was going on.
Oh, so you heard Margaret Gray?
Yes. I could hear everything, even though I was in an induced state of unconsciousness.
No, Dr. Elcott. You fell asleep, Dr. Elcott. You did.
Boy, do I ever want to say... I won't do it. Today's program was going to be devoted to, and will still be devoted to, something that was discovered in the Huebner Elcott The Big Thick One pamphlet. Yes. Ah, yes. This was discovered during a study period of some 6 months that was happening at the Redeemery and Overlord Arch in Kauai, Hawaii. That is one of our Redeemeries, one of three. We have, of course, our Redeemery in Big Sur, California, Wampa, New York, and Kauai. During this extended study period by some 15 overlords, as well as priestlies north and south, I am very blessed to say that I was included in that, but also Peebo Johnson, who is someone who is a bad person, of low principle, and I want to just say that.
Dr. Peebo?
Yes, Dr. Peebo Johnson of Priesterly South, who kept wanting to go out and set off firecrackers. I don't understand. I have worked hard. Peebo is going to be an overlord. The last word I got...
Yes, the word is that Peebo... His name's Dunson or Bryson?
Peebo Bryson was a singer.
Okay, Doc, I don't know.
I figure a queer like you, goddammit.
That's what you get for calling me the Q word.
Everybody, you guys call each other...
All right, never mind, I'm sorry. Here's the point of what I'm trying to say. He's now considered for overlord status, and I'm still here, sucking you know what. And I think that it's unfair, and...
Well, you're Dr. Peebo.
Doctor, I like the hell that everyone calls him Dr. Peebo.
You just did.
Because everybody else does. I'm in Hawaii with him, and we're in one of the biggest study courses in the history of Elcott, The Next Step. We're digging into the big, thick one. We're coming up with perhaps the most revolutionary discovery since we began studying the later texts of the big, thick one. And here is Dr. Peebo wanting to go outside, blow off firecrackers. He wants to light Roman candles, wants to run around and stick them up.
Well, he didn't.
Were you there? Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Then you don't know. Nonetheless, what was discovered in the later volumes of The Big Thick One, as articulated there by Hevner Elcott, was what appears to be a mantra. And this mantra is a fast track to the full-blown enlightenment of overseer status and beyond. This was one of the great discoveries. And since its discovery and incorporation into the liturgy of Elcott the Next Step, I, as well as other priesterlies and overlords, have been using it regularly as a part of our prayer ritual to further advance, to hyperdrive us into the realm of enlightenment. Now, I'm going to ask Jerry to drop the music out of our background for just a moment, because I'm now going to, as was prescribed by Hevner Elcott, I'm going to share with all of you, whether you are an Elcottian or not, I'm going to share with all of you this mantra, because using this mantra will hasten your joining Elcott the Next Step and eventually your elevation.
So this is something that's... All right, sorry.
Yeah, I like hearing from you, Jerry, but you just, since the beginning of the show, it's been blah, la 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 la. I'm sorry, folks.
It's very undignified.
You're right. I'm sorry. I like talking to Jerry. I'm asking him now, man to man, to just please not talk.
For a few minutes, okay.
And this takes time. I'm going to have to explain this. The mantra, as discovered in the Big Thick One, is as follows. Wah, mama, mama. Now, it was articulated by Hevner Elcott that it had to be delivered in the right tonality.
Now, that sounds like a baby crying.
Would you? In the right tonality. Wah, mama. Therefore. See, this is what happens when you get leveled. Sorry. I'm going to try that again. That therefore. I think I'm better. That therefore, yes. That therefore needed to be further elocuted and evolved. We found that just saying wah mama wasn't good enough. You had to give it the right tonality. Wah mama seems to be the right tonality. But then, in further reading, we discovered the suffix of the mantra. This, in Book 7, Hevner goes to Pasadena. You'll recall that in Book 7, Hevner goes to Pasadena. It's where he achieved final enlightenment on the 18th green at Brookside near the golf course. Near the Rose Bowl. Near the Rose Bowl.
Which is not... Well...
Jerry was right. The Rose Bowl in Hevner, in the Big Thick One, is not the Rose Bowl, the football stadium. It seems to be a state of mind or something having to do with a woman. But Hevner Elcott achieved enlightenment near a Rose Bowl, let's put it that way, on the 18th green at Brookside. Now, the 18th green at Brookside is near the Rose Bowl, but that's not Ah, yes. What Heavener Elcott is talking about.
You're
making me nervous, Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Elcott reminding you that today's program suffers from a level of audio distortion as a result of the tensions going on in studio between Jerry, myself, and, of course, in a remote location, the Overlords. We apologize for the distorted sound. We can assure you that we did all we could to adjust it, and we felt it better to present it to you this way than to go with an entirely new program of other material from another source. Elcott, the next step, will not be denied.
Where, Mama?
So every night, and let me just...
You've got a couple of people.
Would you shut your gay mouth? Sorry, Jerry, that sounded bigoted.
Yes, it did sound bigoted, because in many ways you are a bigot. That's why you're not an overlord. You still hold on to old Southern bigotries.
You really think so?
Yes, I know so. Dr. Elcott is one of the most advanced and enlightened people I know of, ladies and gentlemen, and yet, being a native of Manning, South Carolina, he has held on to extreme bigotry. So, even in his most elevated state, he'll look at me and go, well, will you get a load of the queer in his 3-inch heels? You remember that?
Yes, I remember that, and I don't resent it. I resent myself saying it. I beat myself up daily.
You beat yourself up, or...
Yes, I beat myself up daily.
And then you said one time, it has something to do with a Frank Sinatra song. I don't know.
All right, folks. We have some phone calls to get to. Is that correct?
Yes.
So let's get over just one phone call. I want to talk to anyone that has tried out the Heavener, the Elcott, the next step mantra, where mama. And we have on the line now with us Marilyn from Pasadena, as fate would have it. Marilyn, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Elcott.
How are you this evening?
I'm very gratified to hear you on Elcott, the next step. I was looking forward to your next program.
Well, we have been, as I say, deep in study and at the Redeemery in Kauai.
I traveled to Kauai to see if I could get an audience with you or one of the overlords.
I'm sorry. We were very steeped in study.
Yes, I know that now. But I did discover something. I was down the beach from you. You were at Poipu, correct?
We don't like to say where. Yes, we were.
Yeah, you don't like to say where. Why? For security?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I heard that it's different. You don't want people to know that you're at Poipu because the rents are low there.
That is not true.
No, that isn't true, Marilyn.
I'm not talking to you, am I?
Marilyn, let's not get off on the wrong foot here.
I'm just saying that I traveled all the way to Kauai, Hawaii, so that I might speak with you in depth about this new mantra that you have discovered yourselves and other members of Elcott, the next step. And so I wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, what would you like to talk with us about, Marilyn?
I have been experimenting with the mantra. It's, yes, you're right. It's where mama, and then it's You have to whine as if you went in your diaper.
And I'm in discomfort.
And you're in discomfort, yes. Now, Dr. Elcott, Heavener Elcott makes very clear there in Heavener Goes to Pasadena that his progeny, members of his family...
Yes, I understand, would be the very best at interpreting this.
Yes, and I think that you are in a very good position. You'll know how to utilize this mantra.
Well, I saw that part... In Heavener Goes to Pasadena, where you're supposed to go,
it's not that you're supposed to go. It's that it is a part of the mantra.
All right, well, let me try it. It's, where?
No. It's where, yes, where, mama.
Yes, where, mama.
No, it sounds like you're taking it right up there.
Okay, we've lost the connection. And I think you understand why we lost the connection. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Elcott, the next step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. is brought to you by Baker Brothers Cereals. Crisp, flavorful, and the sugar-coated flaxen right up your alley. Baker Brothers Cereal. Try it with milk. Try it dry right out of the box. You've tried it dry, haven't you? Baker Brothers Cereal. New from Poway.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another one of those days.
Hey, honey, where's my jockstrap?
I've got a husband that's going off to his job, whatever that is. I think he's an athlete, but he never really tells me. I got the kids. I got to get them ready for school, and my head is coming apart.
You need Busby Powder. Busby Powder will get rid of a headache in lightning time.
Let me try some.
Here you go. Just put it in your mouth, then put this in your mouth.
Are you sure?
Yes. Seriously, I wouldn't lie to you. And then swallow it all. That's right. Now, how does it taste?
It's kind of disgusting, but... Oh, the pain's gone.
The pain is gone with Busby Powder. Available now at Brockerty's. Elcott, the next step, brought to you by Busby Powder. Remember, there's nothing between your ears that Busby can't handle, if you'll pardon the expression.
I'm Jerry Boutonniere, and this is Elcott, the next step. I've been allowed to say this.
Yes, I know. You didn't have to tell everybody.
Well, I was afraid you're... I'm Jerry Boutonniere, and this is Elcott, the next step. I am the guiding, producing power of this program, as Dr. Elcott tries to pry himself loose from earthly pursuits and eventually achieve the much-needed and coveted overlord status. What's that supposed to mean?
You didn't have to point that out. I rolled my eyes and I went, because I don't know. We were talking to Marilyn, and Marilyn seems to feel that she's discovered in the Elcott the Next Step mantra, which is, wah, wah, mama, mama. She discovered a suffix in the last book of the big thick one, Huebner Goes to Pasadena, where you are then required to say, or something like that.
Well, you're doing it pretty good.
Yes, but...
And the reason why...
Jerry, I don't care if I never see the face of God through Elcott. I'm going to belt you if you don't shut up.
Get a load of the gay basher. He's going to...
Okay, there, I did it.
You're in trouble now.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I've changed the light bulbs.
An Arbuckle.
I don't know what you mean by Arbuckle. I'm just here. I'm just saying you're in trouble now. So you knock that guy out cold.
You're an Arbuckle because you're here to bedevil me. I finally found some peace and quiet, and you're in here to change bulbs.
Right.
Who told you to do that?
I got a call from the service people at Elcott the Next Step. What do you want from me? Just go about your business.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, now that I'm free of Jerry butting in, yes, I know, of course, that the overlords will be checking in very, very soon to level me. Ask me if I care. I don't. I can withstand all of it. I've been put through so much torment.
So, keep on going. It doesn't make any difference. I've been ill-clot, and it doesn't matter to me. God, it hurts. It hurts. It doesn't matter to me.
What an asshole, man. Why you put yourself through that?
Will you shut up? Shut up!
That's an Arbuckle.
An Arbuckle for the dot.
I'm an Arbuckle. If I'm an Arbuckle, then you're Fatty Arbuckle. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're an Arbuckle. And Arbuckles are designed to bedevil us and take us further away from our goal. Oh.
Man, whatever that was, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, baby. This is Elcott, the next step. I'm at Elcott. Go to hell.
You all right, mister?
What happened to Ed Elcott?
He clocked you, and now he's on his way out the door there.
I don't care anymore.
Come on back here, Dr. Elcott.
I don't care.
You don't care? Do you care about this?
Oh, shoot!
Okay, I'm back. God damn it. Elcott the Next Step will be right back after these words. This is Ed Elcott reminding you that you're listening to a distorted recording of our program today as the result of high-level intergalactic as well as subgalactic tension between the overlords who were in the NC2A tournament area. Forgive me, I don't know where that is. I don't follow basketball all that much. As well as tension between myself and Jerry Boutonniere. We feel we worked it out toward the end of the program, but you will hear some audio distortion as figuratively only Elcar, that is the demon Elcott, tries to shove my face into, and you can use your imagination.
like a woman's ass or something?
Why does he...
Elcott, the next step. It's another step toward the loss of ego and control. Control over the higher elements of the mind so that you can give them over to the Elcotta. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. The Elcotta is available now in every bookstore in America. It is our Bible. Based upon the big thick one written by Hevner Elcott, the Elcotta gives us practical, daily steps and affirmations. I will lay in dirt. I enjoy dirt is one of them. A very, very important affirmation is, man, she's ugly. I want all of it. And so on and so forth. Also, this affirmation helps us shed ego. A revolutionary affirmation. I never knew my dick was that small.
Elcott, the next step. The big thick one and the Elcotta, available to you by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope along with $49.99 to Elcott, the next step, Wampaw, New York. No zip code, thank you.
Elcott, the next step, resides in a place elevated above normal human behavior, and so therefore we don't need a zip code because, frankly, we're not confined to zip codes. We are not confined to zip codes or area codes. Are you confined to, like, waist size?
What a dick.
This is Jerry Boutonniere. I got slugged and knocked out by Dr. Elcott. And you know what? Because I now have the juice. I've got the power. And I can...
Yeah, how does that feel, huh? Do you like that? No one, and I mean no one, takes the power away from me, Ed Elcott. So blow it out your ass, Jerry.
Ow.
Who will win this power struggle between Dr. Elcott and Jerry Boutonniere? Tune in the next time we visit Elcott, the next step. And it could be months, even years from now.
Elcott, the next step is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Jerry Boutonniere.
You lousy...
Oh, God, love her.